we're receiving a compliment. First thing that we want to do is accept it graciously. Say, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I work very hard to help clients go through times like this. And this is when I feel like I'm really earning my fees more than ever. I always feel like I'm earning my fees, but I feel like really this is when I'm providing value above and beyond the call of duty. And I really appreciate the fact that you recognize that. So thank you very much. So now we're taking it and, you know, humbly still patting ourselves on the back and recognizing that we are great and that we hear that we're great, but, you know, not making these necessarily claims of greatness. But now, once we've done that, so we've kind of taken that compliment and locked it in, amped it up and locked it in, now we can do two more things with it. Number one is, if that is somebody who was referred to you by an internal or external center of influence, bank partner or CPA or whoever, or one of your existing clients, what a brilliant move it is now to take that compliment and swish it back to the person who gave you the referral in the first place. And one of the things that is so powerful about this moment in time that we're in right now is, you know, if you're introducing your new clients to a banker, imagine what the impact would be, or if any of your bankers who have also come over are with you now that originally made that referral, to call up and say, appreciate you saying that, and you know what? I will always be cognizant of the fact that you and I would have never met if it hadn't have been for the fact that Tyrone went out of his way one day to care about you enough to make the introduction to me. And I know it would mean the world to him if you'd pick up the phone to give him a call and said, hey, I just got off the phone. I just want to say thank you for caring enough about me 2 years ago to make the introduction, because you know these times have been rough, but I can't imagine what it would be like if I did not have on my team. If you just think of a generic Cindy banker as your bank partner, and all of a sudden Cindy starts getting compliments from clients that she's referred to you, particularly ones that she's referred to you 9 months ago or longer. You know, before the market started to, you know, the wheels started to come off the cart. And, I mean, you can just imagine the impact. Them saying, and particularly saying, I can't imagine what it would be like to have gone through this market without having him, the fact that you made the introduction. And if we can get them to say, my favorite little phrase to weave in there is, thanks for caring enough about me. This is the client talking to the banker. Thank you, Mr. or Mrs. Banker, for caring enough about me to make the introduction. She's made all the difference in my life. If we get three or four people coming back and saying, she's the best financial advisor that I've ever worked with, I'm so glad I'm working with her. These markets have been horrible. Obviously, she doesn't control that, but I can tell you one thing that I'm thankful for every single day is I can pick up the phone and give her a call, and she knows exactly what I need to do to get back on track again. And she's keeping me focused on my goals. She's keeping me focused on my long term. She is a godsend. And, you know, it doesn't take too many of those for your banker might even be saying, I'll be honest with you, Mr. or Mrs. Prospect, I actually have no idea what she does. You know, it's very complicated. It has to do with your money and your goals and creating financial plans. But I'll tell you this. I've referred a dozen people to her. I referred a dozen people to her last summer that opened accounts with her. And out of those, 8 or 9 of them have called me back and said, she is my little financial security blanket, angel, guardian, whatever, you know, compliment that they could use. I have no idea what it would have been like to be going through these last 9 months without her. thank you so much for caring enough about me to make the introduction. And then saying to the client, you need to meet her. And mm-hmm. she's going to want to have all of your statements because she's going to develop a financial plan. She's going to want to delve into what are your most important goals and take a look at where you are today and what you need to do to get on a path to achieve those goals. And I can tell you, she's got nothing but raving fans of the people that she's worked with. Mm-hmm. So we want to do three things. When you get a compliment, number one, validate it and amp it up and lock it in as you get that compliment. Step number one. Step number two is if you can, if it's appropriate, refer or take that compliment and swish it back to the person who gave you the referral in the first place.